Obad. Her brown curls heaped on the pillow, the comforter sprawled below her breasts. She fled into her magazine. For a minute, motionless, he stood. Starlings chattered in the walnut tree. In days, they decided on a baby. It was not the last decision. As, like coils of hair, they each unraveled in stories too intricate for pianos or flutes, he strained to envision that tableau. The floral bedspread they bought in Berkeley, her lips almost closing, moving back apart as she subvocalized, his own feet sunk into the carpet. In successive surrogates of that home, their beach bungalow in Venice, their box apartment in Japan. She lingered in the garage, assembling their grandson's tricycle. He'd be out of his wheelchair next month, or not. They'd live to see the child's graduation, or not. Their years living apart would come to seem natural, an exhalation, or always hurtful and capricious. He returned to his music stand. For a week, he'd been practicing the first movement of this piece by Roussel. He could be in high school again. Focus. Repetition. No expectations, save one note tilting toward the next.